3 days after arriving in Japan, I finally made it to the coast of Ishinomaki, once the second largest fish market in the eastern world. The ocean had reclaimed the city's main highway. Half dozen elderly warmed themselves and laughed around a burning trash can. One woman dried her clothes. But on the nearby sidewalk, wordless, staring youngsters walked by in shock. Their families, homes, possessions washed away before their eyes. Cars were piled three high. Soldiers directed traffic. At the port, mud and dead fish were everywhere. I searched for someone to explain to me what had happened, but emergency crews just worked in silence as the wind punctuated an eerie quiet. To a woman in my limited Japanese, I said, "Ogenki desu ka? How do you feel?" "I'm not cheerful. I lost my home," she answered. Her husband, who held the family dog, was evacuating with the kids. Everything they had was on their back. The government and the emperor told people to help. On the highway to the coast, in shivering cold, people lined up. Goods in half-dark stores were rationed and gave away free tofu. Media announced the names of the dead. But if there was worry about the Fukushima nuclear plant, it didn't show.
We believe Japanese government.
But foreigners did not. Russians, French, and others evacuated diplomatic staff. The entire Western Pacific braced for clouds. Chinese panicked, buying up iodized salt in the mistaken belief that it would protect them against Fukushima's radiation, the results of which are still unknown. Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.